expense of freight. They're freighted back and other incidental charges.
Go home and take a lover in your arms. Throw them on the bed and tell them you're going to have to leave town for a while.
Ask them for money. Do that so you feel humiliated. You did not answer that letter.
They will at first be pleased that you have confided in them. They will maybe blush or else grow pale at the thought. But soon they'll rise from the bed and astound you with accusations that tear you apart. Bewildered by the vast, ugly indecency.
We should stand on original rights. This letter was delayed.
For who wouldn't feel nauseous when you hear the ugly truths that they spout? All the things they reveal about you.
Contrary with respect.
But then you realize that this was your intention, to have someone sanction you and judge you unspeakable.
You did not read this one again until after. You might take them again in your arms and lift them up off the ground even, so they feel your strength and your thanks. Is this flattering?
Or you may rush away, overwhelmed by gratitude and the suffocating.
Parents are like rats here.
You now feel each a testimony to a coming disaster.
You're replying to this one, spewing on. What do you remember of this? Do you remember the thin linen scars, the candid thighs? Was it just a dream when you lifted the skirts and pressed forward? Were you gonna tell someone else before you made the decision? Have you ever thought there might have been another way? Who was it who came later and tidied your room without permission? What objects did you have in your pockets that you then gave away? Just like that. Have you ever wondered why everyone strikes you as being a giant, and yet you see their weakness and fragility? You always fear the stink of others. You have stubborn horrors and cross over to them without blinking. This is what I said when I heard about it. His recreation is contaminated.
How much money did you ask for? Hadn't you enough already? I found your lists. Your luggage was rudimentary. Do you have any real friends? Ones you don't need to invoke? The consequence of all the priests is exaggeration. All sex shatters you, and everyone was a liar. You were always seething for it like a gymnast in Strindberg. Poisoned and deranged and hatefully in love with what will never go back to being what it was before. You're a kind of enormous ridicule, aren't you? Victimizing your executioners, working hard at becoming unhappy to save yourself for beauty and pity. Because always dies. What a crowd you discard, and what a show you put on.